Did you ever have one in your family that had legs on it and sat in the old fireplace?
Yes. It was called a Dutch oven.
And it was made out of the
iron.
Cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
I call that the wash pot.
Would you use it for anything else besides the clothes?
Oh, yes. We used to use it to make lye hominy in and render out lard.
Have you ever heard this referred to by a different name than what you called it?
No, just called it a wash pot, an old black pot.
Well, if this was a heavy iron vessel with a large opening and it's different shapes, what might you call that?
Oh, some might have called it a kettle.
All right.
Open kettle.
Open kettle. What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and you keep it in the house?
A flower pot.
What would you call the containers in which you put cut flowers?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak by the plates.
A knife? Your regular steak knife?
But if you had to put several?
Steak knives.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash
the dishes.
Must wash the dishes.
After you wash, or someone else say, after she washes the dishes, then she
dries
in cold water.
Rinses them in cold water.
Do repeat that again. Then she
rinses
them
in cold water.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
The dish rag.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
The drying cloth, the drying towel.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Okay, they not only froze, but we had trouble with them too. So we might say that our water pipes
bursted.
If you struck or if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
People used to buy flour in
a sack.
They also used to buy it in something that you might roll off of a wagon.
A barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large amount?
Well, they come in barrels, too.
What about lard?
They usually come in tubs.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?